All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at NKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, after spotting the Minnesota Twins a sizable lead in the American League Central in the early stages of this MLB season, the Cleveland Indians have finally caught them. Now, the Tribe took 3 out of 4 during this weekend series in Minneapolis, and now it's game on for the rest of the season as both of these teams are tied. Now, Cleveland did have some early injuries, but they've gotten some guys back, and they are rolling. Cleveland is 21-8 since the break, while the Minnesota Twins are 14-14 since the All-Star break. Now, to me, I think one of the biggest things that is hurting the Twins, they missed the boat and not getting a frontline starter to really cement their chances. You figure, I know that the San Francisco Giants got hot at one point, but you still could have inquired about picking up Madison Bumgarner. We saw the Houston Astros go out there and acquire Zach Greinke, which made an already good rotation great. If you're Minnesota, you don't have that frontline guy that puts fear in opposing batters. And that's going to hurt them. The Twins are going to hit. Make no mistake about it. The likes of Nelson Cruz and Marwin Gonzalez in that lineup, they're going to hit. But the bottom line is, coming down the stretch of the regular season as well into October, you need arms. And I don't think the Twins have enough. There's still a possibility Corey Kluber comes back this year for Cleveland, and that's definitely going to be a shot in the arm for them as they look to once again win the Central. I think you look at the schedules, Cleveland has a tougher schedule. I mean, they've got 3 at home this week versus Boston, followed by a 4-game set next weekend in the Bronx versus the Yankees, which is then followed by 3 games in Queens versus the Mets, who are right now the hottest team in baseball. They still have a trip out west to take on the Angels. They still have 6 games at the Twins. They also have a series with the Phillies, and they finish up on the road versus the Washington Nationals, who themselves are in the mix for a wild card spot in the National League. Now, Minnesota does have a tough slate of games coming up. 2 at Milwaukee, 4 at Texas, and then 3 at home versus Chicago, the White Sox, that is. But you look at the majority of the remaining of their schedule, you know, a lot with the White Sox, a lot with the Royals, and a lot with the Tigers. But the problem is this, that could be deceiving. And the reason is, come September, when the rosters expand, you got a lot of guys that are fighting for jobs. So you just throw the records out at that point. Everybody's scrapping. Everybody's hungry. And if you're Minnesota, you got to go out there and take care of your business. And if you don't, you're going to be in trouble. So who wins this division, you ask? At this point, my money is on Cleveland. They're the hotter team right now. They still have that ace card with getting Corey Kluber back. And I think that is going to be a big difference for them down the stretch. They know that they can beat the Twins now. They took 3 out of 4 on the road. That's a statement. I think they keep that momentum going. And I think it's going to be close, but the Tribe is going to find a way to once again win the AL Central, which will leave the Twins fighting for a wild card berth. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, Please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out and drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.